The New South Wales town of Forbes celebrated its second biennial Killari Lachlan River Arts Festival last weekend. Unlike its neighbouring town of Parkes and its Elvis Festival, the Killari Lachlan River Arts Festival is about the river, the Lachlan River, the town's history as a gold mining centre in the mid-19th century, and it's about modern Forbes, a town of culture and agriculture. And on the phone from Forbes in the middle of the festival is festival director and an old friend of mine, Meryl Finlay. Meryl, thanks very much for taking a few moments out.
Pleasure, Vincent.
Look, it's a marvellous program you've got here, but it's so eclectic, from Indigenous culture on one end to Asian culture and dragon boats on the other. It certainly must take 2 years to get all this together.
No, it doesn't, because we also have other things to do in our lives. It's done very quickly over the last 6 months or so, and I'm sure that's not how you meant to do festivals, but we've got it together against all the odds, and it's working.
Well, this
but
is
yes, it is eclectic.
Well, we're speaking to you on Saturday afternoon. You've had the dinner on Thursday night, mm-hmm. and I wondered, just for general interest, could you introduce us to the man after whom your town is named, Sir Francis
Forbes? Was a very significant lawyer, a colonial lawyer who was born in the Caribbean, and served in Newfoundland before he came to Australia. I think he was the High Court judge there. In the Newfoundland was Britain's first colony, even I think before Ireland became a colony. And then he was appointed to Australia sometime after the Rum Rebellion, when the colony of New South Wales was a fairly, you know, lawless place in many ways. And he brought constitutionality, and he was a very progressive Enlightenment figure who challenged the rule of the old establishment in many ways, and assured that newspapers could be seen to be free voices for the people in Sydney, and brought many other significant legal judgments to the colony, including one that said it was not lawful for British soldiers to shoot Aboriginal people, that people were people first, and any differences were later considerations. And that was in the 1820s. So he was quite a significant figure, and this is the first time we've ever actually acknowledged his background or his contribution to the colony of New South Wales.
Well, in Forbes's earliest days, it was on the mail route, and I believe the Forbes mail was a popular target among bushrangers.
It certainly was. It was a very lawless part of the world for many years during the Gold Rush era of the 1860s, that's for sure. That was sometime after Francis Forbes's stay in the colony.
Well, these days, Forbes is a very much more civilised place. The festival has just got so many components, we can't possibly talk about them all. But you've just announced the winner of the River Poetry Competition. And yes. You've got with you Jasmine Weidler, who's not the winner, but is with the Central West Writers' Centre and the Central West Libraries. Perhaps she could tell us a little about the competition and what the judges found attractive.
Now, Vince. Hello.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hello, how are you going?
Pretty good. Now, tell us about the River Poetry Competition.
Oh, well, we hosted this competition with the Central West Writers' Centre and Central West Libraries as part of the Killari River Arts Festival. We asked everyone to put a page together with a poem and to include the word river, and asked them to send them in, and they did in droves. We had more than 90 entries, which is a fantastic effort right across the Central West. And we've just announced the winners, so would you like me to let you know?
Yes, please.
Yeah, look, from we had a Forbes kindergarten student take out first prize of $100, and in the primary school category, his name is Finn Harrison, and the poem he wrote was called The Big Carp. And we also had a standout poem in that category from Year 6 student of Orange, Jeremy Elliott, with his poem Little Sally in the Valley. And then in our secondary school categories, we had a heap of entries from Bathurst. It seemed to touch a chord with the residents of Bathurst. And so our winner of $100 there is Bathurst Year 7 student Georgia Butt with her poem Harvest Time. And then our highly commended go to Felix McClymont for The Crystal River, and Matthew Vance for River Loss. Year 7 student.
Now, maybe Bathurst's interest there in poetry is partly because of the university, Charles Sturt campus.
It obviously struck a chord, or maybe someone was encouraging the students there, so we're really impressed with their efforts. So that's why Bathurst cleaned up in that section. And then in the adult section, the highly commended prize went to Lee Reynolds of Forbes for her very clever poem, The Lachlan River. And she used the letters of Lachlan River to write her poem, and at the start of each line. So it was very, very clever. And then the winning entry and the $100 prize goes to Mr. Keith Roththorne of Forbes, and he wrote a poem titled Killari, My River. And all those poems will go on display at the Forbes Library for about the next month.
Now, we had hoped to find Keith in the crowd, but I understand he's escaped from you.
I think he's having a good time. He's gone off dancing or something. The music's really fantastic, and there's lots of stalls as well to grab your attention. So hopefully we'll catch up with him again.
Well, is Keith a townsman or is he on the land?
I'm not sure. I know he pops into the library, so we'll catch up with him there as well. But well, I think he's a regular poet and enjoys writing.
Well, as I remarked...
I think he is a farmer.
Well, as I remarked to Merrill, the festival is extremely eclectic. It's just got such a span of activities. I better let you get back to it then.
Oh, thank you very much, Vince.
And thank you too to you, Merrill.
Thank you.
And I trust the weather is treating you well.
It's a beautiful day, perfect spring day, absolutely perfect spring day. And there's a crowd sitting in shades under eucalyptus trees and people on beside the lake on hay bales and dragon boats going up and down the lake and music everywhere and, you know, dance. And we're about to go into some film screenings, including the Songs for Kate, which is about our Kate Kelly song cycle, which was the highlight act of our 2011 festival.
Well, we can hear a bit of music in the background there, so we'll let you get back to it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Ron Penny is the Mayor of Forbes Shire, and he's on the line, and he's out enjoying the sunshine also. Mr. Penny, thanks for joining Arts Alive.
Thanks for having us on live.
Well, tell us a little bit about the festival. This is the second festival for Forbes. What does it mean to the community? Is the community embracing the event?
Oh, absolutely. If you were to come here now, I mean, we've got the lake right next to us here, which is a magnificent expanse of water. And we're on the four shores of that. We've got a beautiful sheltered area, large stage. I don't know if you can hear music in the background, but there's a huge crowd here sitting, listening to it all. There are probably, I don't know, I'm guessing 40-odd stalls of all different types. Then there's food outlets, etc. And it's just a huge crowd that are thoroughly enjoying the surrounds and the relaxed atmosphere that is created.
Now, does a festival like this help Forbes shape its character to be distinct from other towns in the district, for example, in comparison to Parks and their Elvis Festival?
Yes, it does, actually. I mean, they do a fantastic job there with their Elvis Festival. But the one thing they haven't got, which we have here in abundance, is water. Forbes sits on an aquifer. We have the Lachlan River, and, of course, then we've got this lake that once, hundreds of thousands of years ago, would have been part of the old Lachlan River. And we've turned it into this beautiful lake. And we have water skiing and water sports in one area. Right here where I'm standing now, I'm looking out over where this morning, for example, we had dragon boat racing, and I'll be doing that again shortly. And I was in one of the dragon boats as a passenger. I didn't get to paddle, but it was very enjoyable.
Now, Forbes is enjoying its second such festival. How did Forbes celebrate itself before this festival?
We had the Roses of Festivals. We had a variety of things, but they were perhaps too narrow in their focus. This has taken in a far wider scope and takes in our history. It goes right back to the Aboriginal days, in truth, right through to white settlement and through to now. And it's just a magnificent blend of cultures and of people that have come here to relax and enjoy.
Now, many years ago, I was a fairly regular visitor to Forbes, and it was very much an Anglo town. Is Forbes changing due to migration from Asia and other parts of the world?
Oh, yes. We're not an island. As the mayor, one of the things that we've recognised is that perhaps in the past we've been a little too insular. We haven't taken advantage of what we have to offer. And consequently, in this last couple of years, we've really started to push hard in these areas. And so we're now looking at a new airline service. We're looking at an abattoir again. We're looking at various forms of industry opening here. And we have such great facilities and activities here.
And a broadening cultural base as well to support the interests of people when they're not working.
You have to have. You know, I look around me now and I can see varying forms of Asian food through to a pizza one. You name it, it's all here, and that's just great. I mean, let's face it, it's a lot better than our meat pies and tomato sauce that I was probably raised on when I was a young fella.
Well, Mayor Penny, we'll let you get back to getting sunburnt and see if you can find one old pie for old time's sake.
Well, I think I might just do that.
Thank you very much.
Then. Thank you for having us.
Mayor Penny of Forbes Shire Council, where they celebrated their second biennial Killari Lachlan River Arts Festival last weekend.